Work in the right fine dining kitchens, and you learn the precision and restraint to amplify what great food already has to say. Grow up in the right Cajun household, and you learn the rough and tumble of rustic cooking with its ability to wring maximum reward from lower-born staples of the pantry and larder. Combine those two realms, and you end up with Toop's Meadery, a new contemporary Cajun restaurant by the streetcar tracks near City Park. For a crash course in what Chef Isaac Toops and his crew here have been up to, get the lamb neck. It almost sounds like a challenge. Neck, after all, is a word in need of a culinary euphemism. And it arrives at the table as an anatomy lesson, a Jenga-like stack of vertebrae shedding peels and strips of meat between lustrous seams of melted marrow. But this wasn't just ladled from the braising pot either. Minty chow chow relish crowns the top, black-eyed pea salad moats the bottom, and the overall experience sticks as fast to your flavor memory as it does to your ribs. This is the approach at Toop's Meadery all over, where the chef applies his formidable fine dining chops to the traditions of Cajun country. Chef Isaac Toops worked at Emeril Lagasse's local restaurants for years, and he's originally from Rain, a small Cajun prairie town probably best known for its frog festival. Much of his menu traces back to family meals, and it all provides a welcome relief from the usual Cajun cliches that prevail even in restaurants around Acadiana. The restaurant itself, once home to the Mediterranean Cafe, is an easygoing place with two small dining rooms, some outdoor seating under an oak tree, and a menu of cocktails, some of which are served by the pitcher. With its meat mantra and contemporary Cajun calling card, this restaurant occupies a casual but ambitious sub-niche somewhere between the restaurant's Cochon and Crescent Pie and Sausage Company. For instance, you can spread a luscious disc of foie gras with jam, but also pass around baskets of fried sweet peppers stuffed with Honduran cheese and herbs. The steak is tri-tip, an obscure, lean, inexpensive part of the sirloin, aggressively seasoned and dosed with frothy hollandaise. And while duck legs usually get the classic French confit treatment, here, that's done to their poorer cousin, chicken thighs, served over beans and greens. Seafood is along for the ride, too, but it's as clear as the sign over the door here that this chef's real specialty is meat. It's the roasted half-duck in citrusy jus, the plump meatballs covered not with red gravy, but rather a ginger and lemongrass barbecue sauce. And it's a double-cut pork chop that's so big it produces gasps, though it's so juicy and smoky, you'll somehow finish it. The always-changing charcuterie boards have regional players like boudin and head cheese, but the selection can range from spiced lamb tongue to rillons, a relic that Chef Toops dug out of an old cookbook that turns out to be a sticky, syrupy pile of candied pork belly. The only dessert is d'auberge cake, the New Orleans classic. There's one with peanut butter frosting and bits of bacon, but frankly, once you've made it to the dessert round at Toops Meadery, you've probably had enough pork products for the day. Learn more at wwno.org.